Proclamation number 8320 of 4th of November, 1962. Supply of food and drink through the divine word. I constantly supply your soul with food and drink, the nourishment it needs to become blissful, as soon as you come to my table, so that I may have supper with you. Roman 1. As your God and creator of eternity, uphold everything that has emerged from my hand. I safeguard the life and existence of all my creations, yet I turn my greatest concern towards the beings which once fell away from me and are therefore in an unhappy state until they have returned to me again, which is to happen of their own free will, because the apostasy from me also took place of their own free will. And when this being on its return to me has reached the stage of free will again, which it regains after an infinitely long state in bound will as a human being, I take special care of it, for at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being it is a miserable creature which needs my help in order to mature and shape itself such that I can accept it again and admit it into my kingdom of light and bliss. Thus it must constantly receive nourishment from me, it must be fed and watered, for the soul of this returning being is sick and weak, it needs strengthening, it needs a healing medicine, it needs much love on my part which gives it everything it needs to mature until the death of its body. And my love also supplies it with everything, my love gives it the right nourishment every day. My love imparts strength and light to it so that it can recover and attain maturity which results in its union with me, and then its earthly life will have been successfully completed. That it can finally unite with me again and be immeasurably happy again, as in the beginning. The daily nourishment offered to it by me is my word, for as soon as I myself address the soul it can be supplied with light and strength at the same time. And it need only voluntarily accept my gift of love and grace, it need only approach my table and let itself be fed and watered by me, yet without my word it will not be able to mature, for just as the body requires food and drink for its structure, so does the soul. Only that it, because it is a spiritual being, also requires spiritual food. And spiritual nourishment can only be offered to it by me myself. Even if it does not receive it directly but is conveyed to it through my messengers. But this nourishment always originates from me, for it is strength of love which flows forth from the divine source and which inevitably helps the soul to attain perfection if it willingly accepts my gift. If it listens to my word and also lifts it out. If it thus evaluates food and drink in the right sense, and because the soul, once it has gone forth from me, can never pass away again, therefore its state shall also be a blessed one. It should not be a state of poverty and misery in which it cannot enjoy its being, but it should be able to create and work in light and strength and freedom and must also be able to do so. Thus it must have attained a degree of strength and light itself which makes it a divine being. And therefore it must always be in closest union with me and establish this bond already on earth, which its free will must decide to do itself, but then light and strength will also flow to it unmeasured in the form of my word, which truly can be called bread from the heavens, a water of life. Because it gives the soul everything it needs in order to reach perfection. This concern of my love prompts me to constantly speak to it, to constantly convey my word from above, for all people are in such a state that they need direct help from me. They are all more or less in need of strong nourishment, and without such they cannot mature and thus achieve their purpose of earthly life. Yet it depends on the willingness of each individual soul whether it accepts my food offered to it, whether it partakes of the supper with me, whether it allows itself to be fed and watered by me or turns down the invitation to come to my table and passes by a source of grace of my love. But one day it will bitterly regret it when it has arrived in the kingdom of the beyond and will look over the many unused opportunities which its free will let pass by. And it will never be able to make up for what it missed in earthly life, even though an ascent will still be possible for it, but it will be far more difficult for it than on earth. But as long as the human being lives on earth, I will offer him my word. For every soul shall be fed and watered, every soul shall be satiated which only desires nourishment in order to perfect itself. Amen.